こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストは公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。1個目、イーロン・マスク氏のニューラリンク社が昨日行われたプレゼンテーションの中で、史上初めて人間の脳に電極を埋め込み、リアルタイムで大量の神経活動を記録、刺激できるシステムを発表しました。外科手術用のロボットや電極はすでに開発済みで、実験では猿が脳から直接コンピューターを操作することに成功しています。来年年内には人間の脳で臨床試験を行う目標を掲げており、まずは脊髄損傷で手足が麻痺している人を対象に提供する予定です。N1 インプラント一つで現在 FDA から認証を受けている接続端子の1000倍を保有しています。埋め込む方法からデータの量まで全て画期的で、実現すれば脳神経学や医療に多大な革新をもたらすことが期待されます。
Elon Musk's company Neuralink revealed a revolutionary brain-machine interface yesterday, which utilizes electrodes inserted into the brain to read and write neuronal activity. The surgical robot and electrodes have already been developed, and the technology has successfully enabled a monkey to control a computer. Neuralink aims to conduct clinical trials in humans next year, beginning with paraplegics. The implant's N1 chip contains 1,000 times more connections to the brain than current FDA-approved chips. The chip's implantation procedure and bandwidth have the potential to revolutionize neuroscience and mental health.
そう。もう、サイファイ映画のようだったね。
うん。
プレゼン。結構、ツイッターとか見ていると、世界の脳神経学者の人たちみんなが、さすがにここまでサイエンティフィックと思わなかったみたいなことを言っていて、
What were they expecting?
もうちょ、まあ、よくあるじゃん、こうスタートアップが前にもあったけど、例えばサンフランシスコでさ、こう死んだ後にも脳を保存できますよみたいな、こう一般人から見ると、すごいって思っちゃうけど、実際科学者から見ると、なんかそれ本当にできるのかな、意味あんのかなみたいな、だそういうビジョンは面白いけど、実用性とか実装っていう時にどうなんだろうっていう若干の突っ込みどころがあるものを出してくるのかなって期待してた人が多かったみたいで、ただ実際蓋を開けてみたら、まあ、かなりアカデミックな内容だったので、みんながうわーってなっているっていう、
well, they really went into specifics of why they think this will work、
そうだね、
and sort of how they will scale it
うん、
and you know it, their product development path seems to make sense、
うん、
and the people that Elon has there working on it seem to really know their stuff.
Yeah, でまあしかもこれイーロン・マスクのいつものことだけど、できたこととまだできてないところっていうのをはっきりこう言っている、
うん、
まあすごく正直に全部言ってるなっていう感じはしたんだけど。皆さんご存知のテルさんが、マイケルが昨日さ、これのライブの映像を送ってきたじゃん、リンクで。
うん、
で、私その時、まあ子供もいるからすぐ見れなかったんだけど、そのすぐ後に、皆さんご存知、東大定量生命科学研究所の奥山テルさんが同じリンクを送ってきて、これやばいから今すぐ見てみたいな。で、いや、私今見れないから、みたいな感じだったんだけど、彼もすごいびっくりしてて、これはプロから見ても低レベルっつってた。まあやっぱりもうね、来年には人間でやりたい。まあこれは FDA の認証を取らないとできないことだから、それ次第っていうのもあるけど、ただニューラリンクとしては来年もう人間の脳に電極を埋め込みたいっていう、ものすごい早いタイムライン、もうこれ設立してから2年しか経ってないわけで、まず人間っていうのもすごいし、そもそもそれをやるために電極から手術用ロボットからもう全部開発、そこまではもう終わってますっていう。
Well, those aspects of the technology have been developed by various academic researchers for many, over the course of many years now. But they have managed to implement it in a way that kind of completes ね、a product.
だからその最先端のラボの技術をこうかき集めてきて、それをまたさらにプッシュするみたいな。だからすごいすごいよね。
Well, we should talk about the device.
Yeah. Yeah. But... いいよ。まあ、何回もイーロンが言ってたのは、まあ、最初から最後まで何度も言ってたのは、こう、レーシックレベルっていう、なんか一つのキーポイントだと思っていて、まあ、レーシックみたいに、こう、将来的には簡単に安全に、安価に誰でもが受けられるように。で、しかも、その、手術を行うお医者さんの腕に頼る必要がない、すべて自動化されているっていう。それも、まあ、すごく現実的だよね。
Well, the LASIK thing is it's an aspirational idea about the procedure. But the device that they have developed already in its current form is much smaller and less invasive than current approved devices. And they are able to insert it through a 2mm opening.
Yeah, so 2mm切って、で8ミリかなんかに広げて、まだだから最終的には2ミリの傷しかないから、それをこう縫う必要もないって言ってたよね。今だと多分 4,5 センチとか切って、もちろん麻酔しないといけないし、縫わないといけないし、まあ、入院しないといけないしっていう感じなんだけど。
And the thread technology is extremely advanced too. So other electrodes that have beeninserted into brains of people, for example, to treat Parkinson's, are much larger in diameter. The thread diameter is. So it tends to cause damage, and it tends to cause hemorrhaging or bleeding, which is not good in the brain. So what they've developed is...a thread size of 5 microns, which is smaller than a blood cell and about equivalent to the size of an actual neuron. And they're able to use the robots to place this within the brain using a 24 micron diameter needle. And they can place it so precisely that they can reliably have it within 60 microns of a neuron.And if you have an electrode within 60 microns of a neuron, you can monitor the activity, the spikes in activity in that neuron. And you can also send electrical pulses to that neuron, which would be recognized as the brain, as if it was endogenous or internal, an electrical signal.
そのプロシージャーだけ見ていても、これだったら怖くないなっていう感じがした。今までこうやっぱり脳に電極を刺すっていうとすごく怖いイメージだけど。
Well, current procedures are far more invasive. Certain operations to treat neurological disorders involve cutting off the top part of your skull entirely. You know, we've talked about those sorts of operations, like the tickling experiments and whatnot.
このプレゼンに昨日出てきた外科医の先生がスクラブスを着てたじゃん。なんでこの格好で出てきたのかなと思ったら、まさに手術から来たところだったんだって。だからさ、コスチューム的に着てたわけじゃなくて、本当に必要で着てたんだっていうのもちょっと面白いなと思って。
He made a good point about the sense of futility that he has.Trying to operate on neurological disorders that people have now. The ability to artificially emulate the activity of neurons, I mean, there's almost nothing, there's so much you could do. So this has implications for dementia, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, paralysis, spinal cord injuries, ALS, Parkinson's, depression, insomnia,hallucinatory disorders, migraines. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then eventually this technology will enable a kind of cybernetic superintelligence. And Elon touched on that as well.
そうね。まあその最終的なゴールはまあそこにあるとしても、 まあ、医療的に応用できるの今マイケルが言ったみたいにたくさんあるし、そもそもこの人間の脳にこれを埋め込んで治験が始まった時点からニューラリンクとしてもうデータ取り放題なわけじゃん。データ取り放題、論文出し放題、もう無双だよ。だからそれを考えただけでめちゃくちゃワクワクするというか、ここまでのデータをリアルタイムで人間の脳から取ったことないわけじゃん今まで。だからそれができるようになったら、こう今まで人間の脳がどうなってるのかなっていう理解にリミテーションがあったのが、そこがまたさらに進むことになるっていう。
Well, that would have huge implications for the development of artificial intelligence as well.
それもそうね。
In general, artificial intelligence.
そうだから。
And the main point, according to Elon, of this, it's nice to help people's medical problems and all this other stuff. The main goal is to address what he believes is the existential threat
right.
of artificial intelligence. And it's known as the alignment problem.
Mm.
By making humans cybernetic beings merged with artificial intelligence, we can kind of avoid that.
Mm.
That risk.
Mm.
And he also talked about limbic resonance in social systems or social networks. And that limbic resonance, I guess the output from, you know, the limbic system in our brains, essentially intent, is currently limited by human output. So we have...decent input. We can watch videos and documentaries, or listen to podcasts or whatever, of information. But we don't have a good method of putting information out. We have to wiggle our meat sausages to do that now. But if people had a Neuralink, a Neuralace implant, then that would enable the transmission of complex meme structure.Communication by radio telepathy. So you could transmit ideas to other people.
Conceptual telepathy って言ってたよね。
Yeah.
それはこう全く新しいコミュニケーションの仕方っていうか。 だからここまで今までこう民間の企業でここまで初期投資するお金が最初からあって、さらに最新の技術をここまでかき集める能力とエンジニアリングの力プラスこの脳神経学のナウレッジがある、これをこうがっちりこんなうまくこう組み合わせてプロダクトに落とし込むっていうことあるって思った。
Well, the president of NeuralinkActually commented on stage that Elon has an ability to make things that everyone thinks is impossible, possible. And so he was joking, like, you better not tell Elon Musk that something's impossible because he'll make you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And that's been the case. And Elon's been very open about his method. And his method is first principles. And he's very, very good at using...First principles thinking.
ね、しかも昨日のプレゼンテーションもこう、まあ、リクルーティングがメインのパーパスですっていうふうに言ってたけど、まあ、イーロンが出てきて、社長が出てきて、外科医の人が出てきて、インターフェースの人、チップの人で、学者の人出てきてみたいな、すごいこう分かりやすかったよね。そのプレゼンの組み立て方もすごいこう、まあ、きちんと細かく説明してくれてる感じだったし、やっぱさ、フィジオロジストの人のところが個人的に一番面白かった。こう、これで何ができるようになるかっていうのがすごい、まあ、分かりやすく説明されていて、それはこう現実的な部分と、まあ、今後もうちょっとアスピレーショナルのところ混ざってたけど、まあだから日本のメディアでも、もう、まあ、これ話されてる時に、まあ、コンピューターと直接脳がつながりますみたいな、それもそうだし、まあ、最終的にその筋肉にうまく信号が送れるようになれば、 麻痺した人でもまた歩いたりできるようになるとか、まあ、ロボットのアームを使ってたとしても皮膚の感覚が戻ってくるとか、
mm-hmm. Right. They can actually make you feel different sensations、
うん、ね、so、違う素材とかも触って分かるようになるとか、
You can be lying there and they can generate, you know,、うん、smell, sounds, sights、yeah. They can、
ね、
recreate all the sensations of reality、
うん、
from an implanted device. And so this really strengthensElon's、simulation argument the fact that this is possible but this will absolutely revolutionize、virtual reality as、yeah. a concept
だから何度もこう言われてたけどプレゼンの中でもその一旦これが走り出せばだからデータの量が増えれば増えるほどできることが増えていく、
mm-hmm.
でそこからもう、まあ、戻ることはないわけじゃん。だからその目が見えなくなった人でも視覚情報としてもう本当にその写真を見ることができるとか、それも膨大なデータが必要なわけだけど、それっていうのはこれを埋め込む、まあ、人とそのデータが増えれば増えるほど、まあ、実現可能にどんどん近づいていくわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だすごいよね。
It has algorithms.
Yeah.
This
夢がありすぎる。
I think this is absolutely a historic moment.
Yeah.
Because this is the next stageIn essentially our flight from nature.、
Mm.
So the first virtual realities that we constructed were made of bricks and stones, and we would pave the roads, and we made Disneyland the same way we built our cities.、that a city is constructed from the human imagination. Architects、mm. sit around and dream up of structures.、and the next stage of this.Is to move into、constructing things out of our imagination,、out of light, using、mm. light. So if we use light instead of physical materials, then that really removes our limitations、mm. as to what sort of objects we can come up with and share,、yeah. share with each other.、so we're entering a newage, I think, with、mm. this. It will take time before it really starts to happen, but、
ね、だからその conceptual telepathy の話の時に思ったけど、今ってこう、まあ、脳で考えてそれをまあ口なり指なりを使って、まあ、言語に落とし込んで、 でそれが相手に伝わるわけじゃん、
mm.
でその言語の部分と指と口を突っ飛ばすっていう、その全く新しいコミュニケーションの仕方を人類が獲得したときにどういうことが起きるのかっていう。
It's meta-linguistic.
Yeah.
It will not necessarily be in language.、
Mm.
It will yeah, be yeah. In structures that have meaning.、
Mm.
Right?
それだけでもすごいことなんだけど、なんかレイヤーがありすぎるんだよね今回の話が。だからその一つだけ取っても全然記者会見できるものすごい内容なんだけど、
mm-hmm.
なんかもうてんこ盛りすぎちゃって、ちょっとそのコンセプチュアルテラペティの話もそうだし、その、まあ、筋肉を動かせるようになるかもみたいな話から、その、まあ、例えば空腹感とかっていう話もあったじゃん、mm-hmm. 空腹感とか気分とか空間 の, そのオリエンテーションとか、そういうのを失った人にそれを取り戻すこともできるとか、
mm-hmm. And you can show someone the inside of your mind. You can、yeah. invite someone else into your mind. It would be more intimate than sexual intercourse、
yeah.
Your psychotherapist can walk around inside your brain、
yeah.
and help you sort things out. And also this will have、very interesting implications for、what would you call it? I guess equality in society. So、mm. if somebody is augmented in this way, and let's say it's not because they're paraplegic, or let's say that it is, you know, we can have the Pistorius, you know, you're the fastest because you've got the this technology, but you got the technology because you were originally impaired. That may be the case at first, but what people will notice is that these devices will have many benefits beyond what they might originally be prescribed for. Mm-hmm. And people will buy these things just because they're useful for so many things. You know, yeah. It gives you more control over your own mind. It establishes some sort of metacognitive feedback loop with more explicit control within your own mind. Now, I don't know what part of your mind would be dedicated to managing that
right.
that whole concept. But the inequality issue, there is a video game called Deus Ex, and it's about the future where human beings can have augments or these implants, and they are installed on the brainstem or something, but it can give people various different abilities. And so the people who decided to have these augs, I mean, they tended to be wealthier people, for example, because they cost money. But a rift started to develop, because once you get the augment, now you're so much more capable that that gap between you and the people that don't have augments is only going to grow even more and more, right? Because now,
yeah,
right? And so a Luddite faction, I don't know, whichever one you want to call a faction is fine, but there ends up being two sides, the people with augments, and they're called augs, and then natural human beings who are fighting against them, and it becomes a whole crazy political issue.
Right.
That's totally going to happen. And there's an interesting story within the plot of this game where there was someone who had an implant that they don't know exactly what happened, but they freaked out and they went on a killing rampage and killed a bunch of people.
Okay.
And so the media was saying, you know, augs are dangerous. We can't trust them. This guy who had an augment in his brain, it malfunctioned and caused him to like harm people. And then there's an investigation that I think was suggesting that humans who were anti-augment had sabotaged that person's implant in order to gain political leverage.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's just interesting to think about the political consequences of some technology like this, because all technologies have political consequences.
Yeah, まあそれって多分、まあ、すごく高価なもので、こう、uh-huh. まあ、お金持ちしか買えないってなるとそうで、まあ、最後にこの昨日もあの質疑応答の時にこれどういうふうに収益化するのかみたいな話が出て、それすごい面白いなと思ったけど、まあ、今その多くの人にアクセスを与えることで逆にこっちの方が結果的に安いだろうっていう、あの要は病気で働けなくなっちゃうとか動けなくて働けなくなっちゃうっていう人がまあ普通に喋ったり、あのパソコン使ったりして働いてお金を稼ぐっていうこともできるし、経済的にこちらの方がまあ意味があるでしょうっていう話、それはすごい面白いなって思ったし、あの広告とかに使うのはダメよみたいな、
yeah.
のみんなのためになること、あのオープンにはするけれどもみんなのためになることに使いましょうねっていう。
You know they want to put ads in your brain. when ads are finally inside your brain, the advertisers will. I mean, they probably still won't let up, but they finally win when that happens.
Yeah.それも面白いなと思ったし、あの、まあ、その質疑応答のところで多分動物実験の話が初めて出て、そこでこう、まあ、あんまり言いたくないんだよね結局は、あの、まあ、動物はすごく大事にしているし、動物実験はなるべくならやりたくない、あの、けどやっぱり意味があることだから、人類にとって意味があることだから動物実験は仕方なくやっていますみたいな話をしていて、ああやっぱりこれ民間企業だから っていうのをそこでこう思い出したというか。
Well, tell people with, you know, these. Nobody can tell the people with these disorders like, hey, we're siding with the monkeys. Like, fuck that.
そうもちろんそうなんだけど。
I mean, the monkey's fine.
やっぱりこう、
民 just has a hole in
あこれ民間企業だから。こういうところにもアドレスしないといけないんだなっていうのをこうそこでいきなりやっぱり思い出したというか、
うん、
あそっかそっか。
Well, it was funny that Elon was so direct about it. He's like, I think we need to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they talked about, you know, how they try to be nice to the animals.
Death threats とか来ちゃうからね、アメリカは特に。だから、あの気をつけてまあ喋らないといけないっていうのはあると思うんだけど。
You know, with all this,About the Og, like, war thing, I think, you know, the potential that... So if humans are teaming up with artificial intelligence, like, literally what they're saying, they're thinking these people with these implants would be part AI.
Mm.
They're not 100% human.
Mm.
They're part AI. And some people may discriminate against them, you know, like...Sort of the Ted Kaczynski branch, right? So,
まだ攻殻機動隊だよね、まさに。
Like, would you do it? Would you do this?
Oh yeah, why not?
Because you'd become part artificial intelligence, and it would start to, you know, control your brain a little bit.
あのもうだってすでにそうじゃん。あのまずっとなんだっけ、なんちゃらシルバー、What's his name? もう言ってるけどその。
What, Jason Silva?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
懐かしい。
あのパソコンとか iPhone っていうのはまあ体の外にはあるけれども、まあ脳のエクステンションであって、あのまあもう人間はサイボーグになってるんだよっていう話をずっとしてるけど、
Right, but it's still a little bit different. I feel like.
例えばあの昨日のプレゼンであったように、まあ脳に電極埋め込んで、で耳にこうイヤピースみたいなのをしてるんだよね。でそのイヤピースを外したら、まあオフになる。だまあ簡単にオンオフが意外とできちゃうんだよね。
You wouldn't get this one, right?
Oh, not this one.
Okay.
あ、そうだからやっぱりあのこれね
昨日 You wouldn't get this one.
あのこちゃんと言っとかなきゃいけないのはこれはもう全然人間の脳で何十年も運用できる準備万端っていうことでは全くないんだよね。昨日この人たちもはっきり言ってたけど、例えばその経年劣化の問題っていうのは全然解決されてないと。でその経年劣化したときにその影響が良性なのか悪性なのかも、まあ、今分かってないから脳よりも悪い環境で実験してで実際脳に入れてそれを確認するしかないみたいな。だから最初に試すっていうのはやっぱりこう、
うん、
いやそれかもう本当に閉じ込め症候群みたいな、もうそれやってみるしかない、もうそれにかけるしかない。
Well, it seems like it's far ってなったらそれはやるでしょ。It seems like it's far, I think it will be approved quite easily. It seems far less invasive and dangerous than currently existing implant treatments for Parkinson's and other diseases.
And
people would be very, you know, the United States has sort of moved in a direction of letting people try New medical technologies.
ちょっとびっくりしたのは、もう FDA がこういうものに対して詳細なチェックリストをすでに作ってあったって言ってたよね。だからそれにまあ従うだけだから、どういう基準でどこをクリアしなきゃいけないかっていうのはもうはっきりと分かっているっていう。
What would this product have to look like for you to get one? What version?
The latest version.
Well, the latest version is this one right now.
Yeah, but no, not this one.
But let's...
これアーリーアダプターはちょっと
So like what...
遠慮しようか。
If you were in your late 60s or something, and you were worried about developing Alzheimer's or dementia, I mean, it may not even take that long. I mean, in what scenario do you see yourself getting one?
Well...まあでもそれこそアルツハイマーとかもう忘れちゃうみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
今までこう暮らしてきた暮らしが保てない、
mm-hmm.
けどこれをつければそれがリストアできるって言われたら まあ、やってみる価値はあるよね。その時の自分の年齢とかにもよると思うけど。
Before this presentation, Elon Musk tweeted a quote from a Japanese-American retired U.S. Army general named Gen Shinseki. And the quote is, if you dislike change, you're going to dislike irrelevance even more. So, at some point in the future, if you don't get one of these implants, you're going to be in the dumbest 5% of the population or something.
あの、まあ、昨日その動物実験もそうだし、イーロンが一番最初にこう話し始めた時に、やっぱりこうネットとかを見てるからこういう風に言うんだろうなって思ったのは、こうみんながやんなくていいんだよっていう、やりたい人がやればいい、いいって話だからねみたいな、こう先に前置きをしていて、やっぱりこう、まあ、今日本で話題になってる、そう、選択的夫婦別姓とかもそうじゃん、まあ、どあの同性婚とかもそうだけど、その別にこうみんなに強制しますよって言ってるんじゃなくて、これができるよっていうだけなんだけど、私はいりませんみたいな、こう怒り出す人がいるから、こう事前に、あの、いや別にうちらがあなたの脳をコントロールしようとかそういうことじゃないからねっていうのを言わないといけない。
On society that are broad reaching and don't have、that are beyond the control of people who decide not to get these implants. Because some people just don't want to be surrounded by other people who are half AI.
でもそれはね、しょうがないよ。もう諦めて。
Right. Well, if you value freedom, right? That's, you know.
正直、こう、今、ずっとこう、いろんな論文とか流れを見てきて、テクノロジーの。これが、まあ、こんなスピードでここまで来るっていうのはみんなびっくりしていると思うけど、いつかこれが実現するっていうことについて、懐疑的だった人っての方が少ないと思うんだよね、私は。まあ、いつかはできるだろう、いつかはそこまで行くだろうっていう。だからまあスピードがちょっと早いから抵抗感がある人もいるかもしれないけど、いつかはできちゃうから、もうなんか抗っても仕方ないというか。
What do you think? How long until this thing?
わかんないけど、こう今私たち30代じゃない。だからもうめちゃくちゃありがたいよね。もうありがたいの一言しかない。あの、彼が、まあこれイーロンだけじゃなくていろんな人、まあジョー・ローガンとかみんな言ってるけど、あの、今が一番いい時代、生まれるには。今までの歴史の中で。で、昨日イーロンが、いや、過去の方が良かった。そう、みんな文句いろいろ言うけど、今が一番生まれるのにはもう最高の時代で、昔の方が良かったっていう人は歴史をちゃんと勉強してないみたいなこと昨日言ってたけど。だから、ね、例えばその今は麻痺してないとか、今は別に何の問題もないって自分で思ってても、明日何があるか分かんない。
A tweet. There's going to be a tweet. It's going to ruin everything.
だから明日自分がどういう状態になってるか分かんない。 もしかしたら明日からもこういうのが今あればいいのにって思う状況に自分がなる可能性もあるわけで、だそういうのを考えると、こういうふうにこうガーッとこの一人の人のビジョンでこんなスピードで進んでるっていうのは、もう信じられないし、ありがたいよね。
Yeah. The way Elon builds these companies is one of his best inventions, I think. And if we could see somebody else sort of emulate that style in some way, haven't seen it yet, but, you know, when I see stuff like this, I kind of miss Steve Jobs. It's like, man... like the people who really pierce through the mask of reality and shock everyone else.
ね、しかもこれもさ、iPhone で操作できるわけじゃん。なんかそれスティーブ・ジョブズに見てほしかったよね。
Well, I think if Steve, I mean, did you see the new iPhone?
No.
It's nothing. Apple.Has jumped the shark in a big way with like their products. And I think if Steve Jobs was still alive, this is what he would be pursuing. This is what they would be doing with their gazillions and gazillions. I mean, Apple has so much cash. It's just absolutely absurd. And they're not innovating any hardware as far as we can tell. Like the iMac looks the same as it did in like 2008 or something. And that's true for just about everything else. My iPhone SE... This thing, This is the fastest phone that Apple makes to this day. I swear to God. It's absolutely... So if Steve Jobs was alive, the question is, what's the new iPhone? What's the new iPhone? The iPhone revolutionized how we interact with the internet and information.
Yeah.
The new iPhone is... would be in your head.
Yeah.
Right?
そう、本当にそう。
But we're stuck on the notch.
昨日そのプレゼンを見ているときによくさ、こうスパイダーマンの悪者とか007の悪者って分かる典型的なそのものすごい巨万の富を持っている民間企業 でそのリーダーがこう世界を乗っ取るものすごい最新のテクノロジーを開発しているみたいな、もうそれにしかもでそれのこう いい人バージョンみたいな、だからそれがこう悪者じゃなくて本当に今の人類がラッキーなだけで、あのそのなんか大体そういうのに出てくるテクノロジーってものすごくもう未来感があるわけじゃん、いやこんなのちょっと無理だろうみたいな、だそれをこうそれが現実ですよっていう見せつけられているというか、こうあまりにもちょっと未来の話すぎて、
Their intro video was so sexy. It was like the sexiest intro.
やっぱあの女の人のああいう喋り方とかもやっぱサイファイの映画のさ、こう
the red
ビデオってああいう感じじゃん。
Oh,
no. No, no, no.
Which girl?
The, その最初のビデオのナレーション。
Oh, the narrator. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the interface の人? The woman?
Yeah. 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 All those people are so freaking smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like...I feel like they're all a little bit too smart to speak like normal people. So they're all kind of like stuttering and like kind of this awkward way of talking because their brains are just doing so much stuff.
Yeah. だそこを突っ込む人も もいるのかもしれないけど、そっちの方がやっぱりこう私的には信頼度があるよね。こうやっぱマーケティングの人たちじゃないから、この人たち実際にやってる人だから。
Yeah.
その人たちがこう自分の言葉でちゃんと説明してくれるっていう。
Elon's so anti-marketing, it's hilarious.
Yeah. 昨日ちょっとマイクランナーがいなかったのだけね、ちょっと質問が聞こえないからさ、あれだけど、ただまあ質問もね自由に受けて、イーロンが答えられるところは自分で全部答えてっていう。いやこれは本当に楽しみ。
Well, the brainThe human brain has now like imagined a device which it will insert into itself in order to help it imagine even better devices to insert into itself. So this is going to produce some sort of absurd feedback loop. We probably have one generation of like regular humans before we are forced to...totally merge with artificial intelligence. And this just sounds totally squirrel shoes, like just out there, futuristic.
もう私はだって自分の子供のことを考えた時に、今1歳だから、まああと30年、20年とか、まあこれをじゃあ埋め込みますってなった時、例えば18歳以上じゃないとダメとかさ、20歳以上じゃないとダメとか絶対なるわけじゃない。だそうするとまあ19年、20年あるってなったら、まあね、彼が大人になった時には電極を頭に埋め込みますっていうのをいう未来をもう私はすでに受け入れちゃったもん。
Humans will be living in their dreams. We spend more and more time living in our own imagination every single year. Every single year. More and more. It's not going to go the other way.
Yeah.
We're going to live in our dreams and, you know, our...The children in the future will grow up that way. You can go on to like Minecraft videos on YouTube, and the comments there will be extremely nostalgic comments by children who grew up and stopped playing Minecraft. And they describe Minecraft as being their childhood. That was their childhood.To go on to Minecraft, to build these worlds, virtual worlds, and to show these worlds to their friends. And a lot of them are heartbroken that they've lost touch with the people that they grew up building things in Minecraft with.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, like, that's really where we're going. Hopefully that hasn't happened already and we're not living in a simulation. Who was it that said, if God does not exist, that we will make God? I forget who said that.
Hmm.
But, seems relevant.
いや、本当に面白いし、あの、世界の脳神経学者の人たちのリアクションをツイッターとかで見てるだけでも面白い。
うん。
次。ディズニーのライオンキング実写版の公開がアメリカで始まりました。今回の実写版は出てくる動物すべてが CG で作られているだけでなく、アフリカの大地や動物の動きをリアルに表現するため、すべてバーチャルリアリティ内で撮影されました。ジョン・ファブロー監督がその詳細を複数のメディアに対し明らかにしています。ワイヤードによると360度視点の VR 空間にセットとなる自然の環境を作り、その中に登場する動物たちを入れ、監督やスタッフは VR ゴーグルをつけてその中で撮影を進めました。シーンの撮影時には動物たちが演技をしている様子を目の前で確認することで、ライトやカメラの最適なポジションを決定しました。カメラマンはゴーグルをつけた状態で 3D センサーがついたファインダーを持って動き回り、ファインダーの動きを VR 内のバーチャルカメラと連動させました。
Disney's live-action Lion King is now showing in the United States. In the film, all animals were created using CGI and the scenes were filmed using virtual reality, according to John Favreau, speaking to various media outlets. The crew sets up a space where they can navigate a 360-degree scene in virtual reality and then puts on VR goggles and proceeds to film inside virtual reality. When they shoot a scene, the director and crew can see the CGI animals in the scene there in front of them, enabling them to operate the virtual light and virtual camera just as they would in reality. The cameraman carries a viewfinder with a 3D sensor on it, which translates to the position and framing of the virtual camera in the scene.
そう、もうまあ映画の最初から最後まで全てをバーチャルリアリティの中で撮影するっていう、
うん、
まあ新しいんだよね、ものすごく。だからこうドキュメンタリーみたいな感じ。むしろ
What about the voice actors?
Voice actors は
Do they just watch?
うん、ゴーグルはつけてないみたいだった、
uh, It'd be cool if they had a, an FPVFirst person view for the voice actors.
Yeah.
Right? So they can see through Simba's eyes as they deliver the lines.
Right. ただあの撮影風景の写真が何枚か外に出ていて、それ見ると結構面白い。みんながこうみんな座ってんだけど、ゴーグルつけて、まあ、みんな違う方向を向いて。なんかリモコンをこうカチャカチャやってるみたいな。
だから
今こう普通にパッと想像する映画を撮影するシーンとはまた全然違う光景が繰り広げられているっていう。
That reminds me of, remember when The Matrix came out? There was a ton of hype about how they made The Matrix, because it was so revolutionary. And there was...behind the scenes stuff where Keanu Reeves dodges the bullets in super slow motion, and they had set up like 500 or something cameras around him in a circle that would all take pictures in succession in order to get that,
right.
that effect.You don't need to do anything like that anymore. Like, it's just all, it's all virtual now. It's all CGI.
なんかやっぱりそういうふうにある程度こう画期的なステップっていうのがあって、例えばアバターもそうだったじゃない？こう、モーションセンサーついてる俳優がいて、それが同時にもうアバターの姿にデジタルでなってるっていう。だからそっからまた一歩進んで、まあ VR の中でも撮っちゃえっていう。で、こう、面白いのは、全部 CG で作ってカメラワークも全部 CG でっていうわけじゃないんだよね。カメラは人が動かして撮影するっていう。
But it's not a real camera.
It's not, but カメラを持ってる人、何カメラの動きは実際人間が動かしてるっていうのがすごい面白いなっていうか、そこはやっぱりこう、そこはちょっと捨てたくないというか。あの、だからこの あるシーン、ワイヤード の, あのライターの人がその撮影シーンを見に行った時のことが書かれてて、こうカメラマンがこう撮ろうとしてんだけど、どうしてもハイエナの一匹がこう映り込んじゃう、映ってほしくないんだけど映り込んじゃう、でそのタイミングをちょっと合わせるのに苦労してたみたいなのがあって、
うん、
なんかそれとかも結構新しい悩みというかさ、
If they're filming movies in virtual reality and they have the whole scene there and they just filmed one, they're just filming one perspective at a time, right? Or you end up with only one perspective at a time. You can't watch The Lion King and turn your head during the movie. But it would be very cool if、ね、they released a VR version of The Lion King movie、ね、where you're watching the movie as you're like a fairy. You're like Tinkerbell
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you're just
you're
there.
Like a floating camera、
そうね、
thing. But you can fly around the scene if you want to.、
うん、
you can turn your, you can look around、
ね、
if you want to.、
うん、だから今はやっぱりこう VR の段階ではもちろん CG はそこまで素晴らしいものにしてるわけじゃないんだよね。でその撮った後に全部リファインして、まあそこまでのクオリティにしてるから、ただ全部をそのクオリティにするのがもうちょっと簡単になれば、もしかして。
They're doing that. I mean, that's what video games are. I mean, that stuff is rendered、
right.
in real time. And with the ray tracing technology, I mean, the latest、video game graphics technology is absolutely insane. And you could easily、explore these virtual environments as、
right.
a floating camera observer.、
Mm.
Or you、ね、could morph yourself into some creature and explore it that way.
But Lion King の現場に自分が入れるっていうのは楽しそうだよね。
Because there would be a huge market. We have such a weird box around what a movie is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.Video games have played with that much more. I think one of the, a lot of RPGs have pushed that quite a bit. There are a lot of Japanese games that revolve a lot around the story and the scene, the cutscenes and stuff. But,
なんか今回ライオンキング、まあアメリカで先週かな公開されて、あのまあ新しい部分は全くないんだよね、ストーリーにはもちろん。もう本当にシーンとシーン、もうほとんど元のアニメと一緒。
Are the voices the same? Or are they different?
Father は同じ。ムファーサは声が一緒。でもあとだって、ドナルド・グローバーとかでしょ、で、もうシーンとシーンほとんど同じで、それが結構クリティサイズされてるのを見たのね、私は。でもさ、いや、一緒でいいんだってって思わない。
But that would be even cooler if you could put on a VR headset and look around the original Lion King, right?
Yeah, but you know, these critics are talking about like, you know, 普通に映画としてなんかもっと変えてほしかったみたいな。でも変えてたらさ、なんかがっかり、もうライオンキングはいいんだよこれでって思わない？その、
I don't know. My opinion is not what people like.
前のやつをそのまま実写で見せてくれればもう絶対超ハッピー。この間ね、あの、
I like the hand-drawn cartoon shit though.
この間アラジン見たのね。あの、これから出す特別編。
Wait, the Will Smith?
いや
。Oh, right.
いつ出すか分かんない特別編で、私アラジン見てないって言ったから、ちょっと前後しちゃうんだけど。あの、やっぱりこうなんか、子供の時の、あれが蘇って、すごい楽しかった。
Is it a remake of the...
うん。
So it's exactly the same.
あ、いやでもね、アラジンはシーンとシーン同じではない、全然。じゃないし、ジャスミンがこうソロ曲があったりとか、ちょっとこう、あの、
It's just like Aladdin with a Will Smith deepfake.
うん、プラスちょっと modern take on women-ish。まあ、アラジン元からね、あのジャスミンはすごいあの強い女性で、結構怒ってる、怒ってるというか、その、まあ、言いなりにはなりませんみたいな感じなんだけど、それをもうちょっとこう、先に押した感じだった実写版は。
What does she do differently?
まあちょっとプロットが若干ちょっと細かいところ、まあ見てのお楽しみであんまりちょっと言わないけど、細かいところもうちょっと。
Does she show him
the world? No.
Oh my god, it's not balanced.
Well,
I'm joking,
to some extent it is, but でもすごい良かった。あの綺麗だし。
So it looks real?
real.
Like it's trying to look real? Or it's...
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. まあ実写だからね。ウィル・スミスも青いけど。
I like the aesthetic of like Ghibli or like Akira or... The CGI thing just doesn't really excite me that much.
なんか私実写版で CG が使われてることは全然良くて、逆にその昔のアラジンみたいなアニメとかも全然好きなんだけど、その間あるじゃん。なんかこうトイストーリーぐらいすごいいいクオリティの CG ならまだいいけど、なんかクオリティ悪い CG のアニメみたいな最近多いんだよね、子供向けのやつとか。それはすごいなんか嫌い。人形みたいな感じ、むしろ。
It's just cheap.
そうそうそう。だったらもう大変なのかもしれないけど、普通のアニメにしてほしいと思っちゃう。
It's gonna be, you're gonna have to be a really like hipster
なんかドラえもんもあったじゃん。こう立体的なドラえもんみたいな。なんかあれもあんまり好きじゃない。なんかその中途半端、なんか怖いし、ちょっと。平面かもう人間かどっちかにしてほしい。
Because Pikachu and Sonic.
あ、そうだね。Yeah. 今実写が流行ってんだよね。きっとね、実写化するっていうのが。
Hopefully it'll pass.
次、これまで男性が女性の2倍ほどポルノを消費している理由として、男性の方が性的なイメージを見た時の興奮度が高いためと考えられていましたが。米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された調査で、過去61の研究から得られた性的な動画や写真を見た時の脳の反応を示した合計1850人分のスキャンデータを分析し、男性と女性で脳の反応のレベルが同じであることが分かりました。人は性的なイメージを見ると脳内の8箇所に反応が見られ、理由は不明ですが動画よりも写真の方が大きく反応していることも分かりました。
While it had been thought that men consumed twice as much pornography as women because men were more aroused, excuse me, by sexual images, a new study published in the American Academy of Sciences based on an analysis of 1,850 scans of brain activity from 61 studies determined that the arousal response between men and women was equal. When humans view sexual images, 8 areas of the brain are activated.Interestingly, they found that still images elicited a greater response than videos. They do not know why.
そう、まあこれまでその男性の方が同じ画像とか映像を見たときにエロいっていう反応が大きいってされてたの、うん、理由として基本的にアンケートを取ってたらしいんだよね。そうするとその主観では男性の方がエロいっていうのを度合いを大きく表現する傾向にある、
hmm.
ただ脳の反応を実際見てみるとまあそんなに変わらないっていうことなんだけど、ただ一つだけあの注意点があって、これって脳全体を見てんだって。だから細かいところで見ていくと、もしかしたら男女で差あるのかもしれないけど、まあ、全体でパッと見た感じだとまあ一緒ですよっていう。まああとはそのどういう内容を見てるかにもよるじゃん。その個人によって好みとかもあるからさ、だからそういうのとかにもよるかもねとか。
yeah, but,、
ただこう男性女性でどっちの方がポルノは楽しむかっていうのは事実っていうよりかも社会的期待値がベースになっている可能性がありますねって言ってた。
I think it's possible that women are enjoying pornography more than they did before.
うん、それもあるかもね。あの先週もなんかそういう話あったけど、こうあいけないものなのに見ちゃってるみたいな罪悪感を持ちながら見てる
んだと。But also the content, because if people who are making pornography think that only men are really interested
in
pornography, then
そうなの。それもねこの研究で言われてた。だから男性の方が楽しむっていう誤った認識のもと、まあ、男性向けのポルノばっかりが作られているっていう。
Porn is weird because it'sYou're not doing anything. It's vicarious. You're
yeah.
looking. You're, it's voyeuristic.、
Mm.
Right? It, generally, pornography is watching other people、
mm.
have intercourse. Now,、yeah. it may be vicarious. Like, you can be astral projecting your dick where his dick is or something.
Right.
But it is, it's definitely a different kind of brain activity than would be, I'm assuming, triggered by actually doing something in person.
で、やっぱりこう男性向けを想定して作られていることの弊害っていうのがもちろんあって、まあそのなんか非現実的な女性の期待値とかそういうのももちろんあるんだけど、昨日どっかで記事になってたのがその女性のマスターベーションの方法で、okay. そのまあ習わないわけじゃん、もちろん学校とかで。学校とか親から習うものじゃないから、まあ、自分で開発するかそういうものを見てあこうやってやるんだって習うしかない。ただその今例えば女性がマスターベイトしてる動画とかっていうのは男性向けに撮られたものであって、例えばこう足を大きく開いてみたいなのが多いじゃない。でそれっていうのはこう 見せることを前提としたやり方であって、それが女性本人にとってベストかっていうと、まあ、必ずしもそうではないみたいな。それがこうなかなか
細かい、
そのギャップがあって難しいねみたいな記事がね昨日出てた。でも確かにそうなんだよね。
There's still a debate about what the effects of pornography are. Clearly there are a lot of people who I think abuse pornography or just their use of pornography does not result in a good outcome for them, and people have speculated that pornography can operate as a substitute for intercourse, and intercourse would be a reward for, you know, taking a shower and having good hygiene, having a job and making money and being a successful human being who other people find attractive.
Yeah.
Right? So you kind of, there's a theory that people are disempowering themselves by giving them, by artificially providing themselves with this sexual gratification in the absence of having to have impressed a potential partner whatsoever. I mean, even if you're in a married in a monogamous relationship, you still have to make some effort to impress your partner. Pornography cuts that out entirely. It's just the gratification. So I think it could be problematic for people who feel, if you feel like you're an unproductive individual and you also engage in frequent masturbation, they might be related to each other. It's possible. Trying to get laid is an absolutely massive motivator for most young men, at least, right? That's a huge, that's the only, most men would just live like the sink's full of dishes, their place is a mess, their socks are connected to each other, and they haven't vacuumed in a month, 3 months, whatever. Like, that's no problem, you know. Most guys with nice cars don't like cars. They don't care.
That's you think
not,
that?
That's not why they're getting cars. You think they like cars? Don't be ridiculous.
They don't?
No. I mean, there are guys who like cars and they never get laid. But guys who have nice cars but don't like cars get cars that girls like to ride in. Obviously, if you're a car freak like me, you own a car that girls don't really like riding in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying.
そっち側は、
you don't
want
to go to a guy's place and he has a shit apartment and he has a shit car and he smells like garbage. The reason why is because he's been beating off.
Well, I mean, you are a good example of a guy who really likes a car that ends up getting a car that girls don't like riding in because it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't actually my point.
But
more than 1.4 million people have indicated on a Facebook page that they will participate in a raid on Area 51 in an effort to, quote, see them aliens on September 20th later this year. The Facebook event is titled Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, and features an aerial photograph of the top secret military base. The creator of the event detailed the plan as follows. We will all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. Area 51 is a highly classified remote military installation located in Nevada. Trespassing Area 51 is punishable by up to 1 year of imprisonment and a $5,000 fine.
エイリアンを見るために今年の9月20日にエリア51に侵入しようと呼びかけるページが Facebook 上に作られ、現在140万人以上が賛同しています。同イベントはエリア51に押しかけよう、彼らに私たちを止めることなどできないと題され、エリア51の上空写真が添付されています。エリア51はネバダ州にあり、政府により厳重警備が敷かれています。不法侵入は最大1年の禁錮または5000ドルの罰金が課せられます。イベントの作成者は当日の計画について以下のように書いています。まず、エリア51のエイリアンセンターで待ち合わせして一緒に中に入る。ナルト走りをすれば奴らの銃弾より早く動けるエイリアンを見ようぜ。これまあ当然ジョークで作ったページだと思うんだけど、アメリカの軍がオフィシャルになんかコメント出してるよね。やめてくださいみたいな。普通に軍の私有地だからこう勝手に侵入すると撃ち殺される可能性がありますよみたいな。
Yeah, I said something like the U.S. military will protect its assets.
そうそうそう。
Area 51 is a military training ground.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
でも140万人が実際に訪れたら確かに止めることはできないよね。
That's a lot of people.、ね、so if you have that many, I know you said it's a joke, but is it completely a joke? Is it 100% a joke?
I don't know.
Is it kind of a joke, but not really? Is it kind of not a joke, but it is?
実際なんかその周りの宿泊施設を抑えてる人が何人かいるみたいなのメディアが言ってたけどね。Mm-hmm. でやめてくださいねみたいな危ないから。
People have been... Have you seen the videos of people trying to get into Area 51?
Mm-mm.
I've thought about this.
About?
Entering Area 51. Not personally, but, you know, whether it was possible, why hadn't someone done it, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And but so I've seen videos of people drive up there and try to get in, and they have...
But do you think that they still have important stuff there? Like, they have...
Yeah.
They have alien shit
there.
It's
like the government.
They haven't moved it to anywhere else.
Yeah, it's the government. The last thing they'll do is move something that they should move. They'll take forever to do that.
I don't know.
They still test experimental aircraft there, according to anecdotal reports. If you think about...
Is this Roswell? Or that's different?
Well, Roswell is the site of the famous...
That's not Nevada.
I think Roswell is in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Hmm. Yeah, I think so. But, yeah, there was like a picture of the UFO and that was published in the military newspaper. And then the military said, you know, never mind, that was a weather balloon or something and not a UFO. But initially they reported it as a UFO, an extraterrestrial craft that crashed and supposedly there were like 2 dead bodies or something. And you remember that the alien autopsy video that became so popular at one point? We know for sure that was a hoax. But since all of that happened, you know, there was the X-Files, which was quite popular.
Yeah.
And then there was people like Bob Lazar, Stephen Greer and his Disclosure Project, where they interviewed hundreds of military officials, pilots, and different people about their encounters with anomalous encounters with potential UFOs. Right. And then recently Bob Lazar went on to the Joe Rogan podcast and for like 2.5 hours or something insisted that there are alien spacecraft at Area 51. They have like 8 of them or something.
8 of them?
And that,
that's a lot.
And that he actually worked on one of them for an extended period of time and that they use some ephemeral artificial element. I forget the name of the element, but there's some, you know, there are a lot of artificial elements where we can create the element, but then it disappears very quickly.
Hmm.
He said that it had some gravity drive, antimatter engine that ran on some one of these elements that we aren't able to get to persist in reality.
Okay.
And a lot of people heard that and they were probably like, you know what?
Let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out.
What's Naruto Bashiri? 私ナルト見たことないから分かんないんだよ。
Oh, you just put your arms like this.
Like, oh,
you don't know this?
No. 忍者走りのことか。
No, it's higher. It requires more.
でも忍者ってなんかこうやって走るじゃん。こう腕をね後ろにこう上げて走るやつ。
Yeah, but your both arms have to go out like this way.
Yeah, isn't that 忍者走り?
And then your 上半身 is like parallel to the ground.
Right.超速いじゃん。
Yeah, well, you have to dodge bullets. Yeah. So you think all this alien stuff is ridiculous?
No, I mean, I don't know. Anything is possible.
Some people think that... So there was a bizarre technological boom in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we went from like...here's an engine that will turn this like wooden propeller on the front of a P-51 Mustang to like 10 years later, they're flying around in the SR-71, right. Basically in outer space. And then we had IBM and microprocessors. And so there are a lot of people that can't believe the technology that people came up with so quickly.
I was actually, 昨日プレゼンテーションイーロンの見てるときになんかこの人もう脳にチップ入ってたらどうするって思ったちょっと。
He'll probably get the beta version in his head, right? Because he was. But like, he's personally like tested every beta release of the self-driving software. It's super dangerous.
Or like he's already had it for a while, just hasn't told anybody, and that's why he's been able to do all of this.
Well, he believes that we all already have one.
Right.
Yeah.And that we're living in a simulation.
Right.
Yeah. So what he's doing is, although he already has a Neuralink,
so that's
he's going out of his way to make a Neuralink
right.
in the virtual reality.
Yeah.
In the Neuralink. I mean, it's not really that we all have one.
It's kind of like, why would you want to make a simulation inside the simulation and spend your life doing that if your life is
already
what we're doing. In the simulation.
But that's literally what we're doing.
It's like, wouldn't you want to go to the beach and just relax every day? Because it's simulation anyways? Nothing serious.
You know how in The Matrix, when Morpheus shows Neo the truth, they have that scene where they're sitting outside in sort of this post-apocalyptic, destroyed, real Earth. There is a concern that, you know, the smartest and most capable people will think, you know, an experience is an experience, information is information. And we can leave the Earth as a crispy husk. And disappear into, you know, the beautiful matrix where you have like perfect medium rare steaks and stuff. If the world gets worse, like the world we're living in, or if you just happen to live in a part of the world that sucks, then you may have a greater incentive to like live in a virtual place.
No. Yeah, I guess.
The Japanese government will conduct a trial from July 24th in which 600,000 people working for 3,000 companies will work from home for 2 weeks in an experiment on transportation congestion. Medi hopes that telework or working from home may help minimize congestion during the 2020 Olympic Games, during which some 600,000 visitors are expected to arrive. 38 million people live in Greater Tokyo, making it the most populated city.On Earth.
I think it starts from 22nd.
Oh, is it from the 22nd?
But But Sunday, right? でもね、22日って書いてあったんだよね、日本のメディアは。
そっか。
来年の東京オリンピックに向け、日本政府は今月22日からテレワークデイズ2019を開始することを発表しました。参加目標は3000団体で働く60万人で、交通機関の混雑のほか残業時間の抑制などを促すため、期間中5日以上をオフィス以外の場所で働くよう呼びかけています。オリンピック期間中は60万人が日本を訪れる見込みで、総務省はテレワークによって混雑が改善されることを期待しています。東京には約3800万人が住んでおり、地球上で最も人口が多い都市です。混んでるね、東京。あの、小池都知事がさ、満員電車ゼロって結構前に言ってたけど、あれどうなったんだろうね。
うん、
全然なんか特に変わった感じしないけど、なんか実はいろいろやってるのかな、よくわかんないけど。
It's pretty bad during rush hour right now.
Yeah.
If you added 600,000 people、seems like it'd be pretty bad. The other thing is tourists are much more disruptive than thea local person. Because they don't really know where they're going.
本当にそうなの。
And they...
あの、狭い地下鉄とかでやっぱりこうあまりに混んでてもさーっとみんなが動いているのって、どこの出口に行けばいいかとかみんなが分かって動いているからであって、60万人の、あ、今私 どこかしら、あ、ちょっと振り返ろうかな、この道のど真ん中で止まろうかなみたいな人が訪れた時に、この狭い道と狭いプラットフォームで一体どういうことになっちゃうのかっていうのはね、ちょっと恐ろしいよね。
Yeah, well, one confused person can like freeze.
Yeah, hundreds of people.
200 people. So I don't think that their 600,000 for 600,000 math actually works out. Like,
yeah. だからもう引きこもるしかないよね、うちらは。と思わない？
もうやってるよ。
もうやってんの？
もうやってる。
もうちょっと電車とか使えるのかっていう。
Weekend is tough.
うん。
You know, go outside and there's like just a zillion people.
ね。
The lines for stuff. People are just
crazy.
The lines for certain things are just insane.
The other day I took my kid to Odaiba on the weekend. I usually go during the week, you know, to this kitty park because it's like empty, but.週末行ったらあまりに混みすぎて、ファミマにめちゃくちゃ並んで、ファミマの外までガーってラインができてた。ファミマだよ。へえと思っちゃった、なんか。
Yeah, it's crazy.
すごすぎるでしょ。
They need the robot self checkout thing. Actually, the self checkout thing might not be a good idea before 2020. That could be a total disaster.
Because
it's kind of confusing to use and, you know.
テレワークって言うんだね。日本はリモートワークのことだよね。日本は。
Telework, telecommunications, teledildonics.
あの、なんか一時期、あ、結構リモートワーク日本もちょいちょい普及していきそうだなっていう勢いが一瞬見られた時期があったんだけど、なんかちょっと落ち着いちゃったっていうか、大して進ま、なんか思ったより進まなかったなっていう今印象があるけど、ただ実際ね、そのあの通勤時間が無駄だからさ、家でできちゃう場合はもう家でやっちゃった方が早いし、こうやっぱなんかこう念のためで会社に来させてるとこも多いと思うんだよね。まあ、絶対本人がいないと無理っていう職業ももちろんあるんだけど、いなくていいけど、なんか、なんかあった時のためみたいなの好きじゃん、日本は。で、なんかあった時のためみんないた方がいいみたいな。で、それでこう、すごい無駄が発生してる気がする。
I think trains are stupid. Because trains accelerate and decelerate every freaking person and luggage on the entire train.At every stop. That's not smart, right?
Yeah.
So if only one of the cars on the train got off the train and the train never stopped. So let's say Yamanote Sen, it just kept going around. Just kept going around. It's like you make it maglev. You don't. It costs a lot of energy to stop the train and to accelerate the train. You could get the energy back if you had some sort of regenerative system, but everyone on the train has to stop at every stop that the train stops at, and has to wait for literally like five people to get off the train. It's just if you don't solve the commute time, people will not live outside of Tokyo. And if people don't live outside of Tokyo, then you're going to have congestion problems.
Yeah.
So the commute time, I think, is the real bottleneck here. If the commute time was shorter, further away, people would live further away.
Yeah.
But if you run the exact same train system since the population in Tokyo was much, 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 much less, mm-hmm. it's just going to...
まあ、あとそもそもそのコミュートする先のオフィスが本当に必要なのかっていうのもあると思うけどね。
正直 Well, it is now. Because if it wasn't, businesses would get rid of them. Because that would save tons of money. And they're not doing that. So it's still necessary.
でも私が知ってる企業とかやっぱ見てて、いや、いらないだろうっていうところもあるよ、普通に。ただ、こう、なんか不安だから、オフィス持っときたいっていう、こう、なんていうの。まあ、すごいチェンジじゃない?だから、それがちょっと不安で、一応なんかしらあった時のためにって言ってキープしてるとこはあるよ実際だそういうところはこうえいやってやっちゃえば意外とそんなに後々困んないんじゃないかなって思うところもあるけどね
I think it really depends on the industry A lot of industries have no
Of course well, 私が見てるのはコンサルとかだから別にこうで大体こう一人で回してる案件とかが多いような業種だとまあそんなに別にみんなが集まってこう顔と顔を見合わせて話す必要もないみたいなさそうすると別にでクライアントがわざわざそっちの会社まで出向いてくるっていうこともないから別にそんなに会議室をすごい使うわけでもないしなとか
But this is a country where you know it's just for so much of it it's you know like it's you can't even get rid of nomikai Like, good luck getting rid of the office. like, there's
well, that's changing, for sure.
Sort of, maybe.
そういう、こう、私が言ってるような企業に限って、こう、やっぱり、クライアントへの見栄えみたいなのを気にして、すごい高いところにオフィス構えてたりとかして、毎月何百万とか家賃に消えていて、それをみんなが必死に稼いでるみたいな。だから、こう、それはもったいないなって思うけどね、普通に。でも、これで、まあこれ参加目標って言ってるから実際にこの60万人がこれをねどこまでやってくれるのかっていうのは分かんないけど
They've been doing this trial for several years now and they've been increasing the size of the trial since when they first implemented it in 2017 and so the fact that they have done it for 3 years in a row and increased the size of the group of people that will be participating suggests that it's working. You know, they are...
I hope so.
But even if you're not part of this trial or whatever, I think most people have an opportunity to try to negotiate more time working from home. I mean, there's no law against that. So... I think in most cases, it's just that individual people have not tried to do that themselves. I think in a lot of work situations, you could talk to, you know, whoever your superior is.
外資とかだとね、結構言いやすいけどね、日本の会社だとなかなかこう、一社員がこうやりましょうよとか、私やっていいですかっていうのは言いにくい雰囲気があると思うけど。でもね、家の方が絶対家から、まあ、だから毎日別に家で働かなきゃいけないわけじゃなくてこう週に何回だけでもなんか今うちの夫は木曜日、在宅勤務してくれてるから、まあ、収録の間は私は赤ちゃんを見る必要はないんだけど、まあ、それだけでもね、まあ、夫婦とかですって子供いる人はそれ助かるだろうしそうじゃなくても、大体通勤するだけで疲れるからね、すごい混んでると。もう朝、会社着いた時にはもう疲弊しているっていうさ。
Well, this program of telework and Medi, I mean, they're quite clear that their intention is just to alleviate congestion during the Olympics, and this isn't actually quite a, like a social...
でも一応なんか働き方改革と絡めてるって書いてあったよ。こう残業時間を減らそうとかさ。
Yeah. I mean, because they can say that. But I think their main motive is to not have an international embarrassment in the form of the Olympics.
もうちょっとこうさ、国民の幸福度っていうものをどうしたら上げれるかっていうのを、まあ、経済がもう一番の優先順位になっちゃってるじゃん。だからもうちょっと、いつも言ってるけど、みんながこう幸福に働けてるかどうかとか、あまりに疲れすぎてんじゃないかとか、そういうのをさ、加味して考えてほしいよね。なんかそれやっぱり結局一番大事だから。
It's cool that they're... It's cool to have experiments like this being done. I think they should do these sorts of experiments whether or not there's the Olympics, you know.
Yeah. 次。
A survey conducted by the Harris Poll of 3,000... children in the United States, the United Kingdom, and China asked them what they would like to be when they grow up. In the United States, the most common response was YouTube/vlogger, followed by teacher, professional athlete, musician, and then astronaut. Results in the UK ranked the same way. However, in China, children had a clear preference for being an astronaut, followed by teacher, musician, athlete, and then YouTuber last. Interestingly, the survey found that on average, 75% of children believe that humans will live in outer space or on another planet. Furthermore, 75% of children want to go. While this was true for about 65% of children in the US and UK, in China, a staggering 95% of children want to live in outer space.
アメリカ、イギリス、中国に住む3000人の子供を対象にしたハリス世論調査で、大人になったら何になりたいかを尋ねました。アメリカとイギリスでは、1位が YouTuber またはビデオブロガーで、教師、アスリート、ミュージシャン、宇宙飛行士と続きました。一方、中国では1位が宇宙飛行士で、教師、ミュージシャン、アスリート、YouTuber と続いていました。子供たち全体の 75% が人類は宇宙または地球以外の惑星に住むだろうと答えており、さらに 75% が自分も行きたいと答えていました。宇宙に住みたいと答えた割合はアメリカとイギリスで 65% でしたが、中国では 95% でした。面白いよね。これは教育の違いだよね。おそらく。
I don't know. I think.
なんかこう単純に文化とかっていうのもあるかもしれないけど、教育が大きそうな感じがしないやっぱり。
Well, technology because YouTube.
1位が YouTuber か。
Well, can you watch YouTube in China? Isn't it the Chinese thing?
うん、じゃない多分。
What was the Chinese one called?
わかんない。Weibo がツイッターみたいなやつだもんね。でも TikTok って中国の会社だよね。
Is it?
うん。
And TikTok is like, is it the?
It's like Vine.
The Vine thing.、
うん、
And which was like the Snapchat. Is Snapchat、yeah. still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.、YouTuber か、まあなんか芸能人とか映画俳優みたいな。
YouTuber.
ことだよね。
YouTuber. Everyone wants to be a YouTuber.
ね。まあすごいもんね、年収もね、トップの YouTuber は。まあそれは夢があるって思うのかね。
The vast majority of YouTubers are not sustaining themselves.
でもそれはだってアスリートとかもそうじゃん。まあほとんどのアスリートが、みんな別にマイケル・ジョーダンになれるわけじゃないけど、バスケの選手になりたいなとか言うわけでしょ、子供は。
But there's an interesting effect here where you get paid a lot.On YouTube, if a lot of people watch you,
yeah,
right.
Mm.
So a lot of people are gonna end up wanting to be YouTubers.
Yeah, そうだね。見てる人が多いからね。でも結構こうだから、there are so many terms, like new terms, なんか。
What are some of the new terms?
いや、そういうさ、用語があるわけじゃん。なんか、orbiting.
Orbiting?
E-girls.
What's that?
なんかそういうの私全然知らなくて、昨日なんかいろいろ記事読んで。E-girl is like this. 間違ってたら申し訳ないんだけど、まあそういうこう、こういうプレ YouTube とかブロガーとか、ビデオブロギングとかにプレゼンスがある女の子で、ちょっとイモっぽい感じもありつつ、でもすごいセレブブロガーみたいな。
そういうのがいいけど。
で、なんかゲームしたりとか。
Bath water thing?
あ、そうそうそうそうそうそう、それ。それを読んでてさ、うわぁ、もうなんか、用語が、そっかと思った。And she's 19.
Really?
Jesus.まあ彼女はでも、
legal, right?
うん、まあ彼女はだってその一応こう性欲に駆られて群がってくる人をまあある意味トロールしてるわけだから、まあそれは自分が親だったとしてもまあちょっと安心かなっていう安心というかまあ実際にねこう服脱いだりしてるわけじゃないからある意味安心かなって思ったけど、ただこうどうやったら多くの人のアテンションをもらうかってっていうのを突き詰めていくと結局性的なところに落ち着いちゃったりするわけじゃない、
うん、
特にそういう19歳18歳とか若い女の子だとね、だそれやっぱり怖いよねあのえも、
yeah.
だってどう考えても手っ取り早いからね、それが一番。
What do you think this is? Like all these people that want to become YouTubers, are theyAre they all going to become YouTubers? What if everyone's just a YouTuber?
まあならないん
だ。 And everyone just watches everyone else's YouTube videos.
まあでもさ、 YouTuber の面白いところはさ、今までのこうアスリートとか宇宙飛行士と違ってやってみれるもんね、子供でもさ、
mm.
やってみてあうまくいかないなと思ったらもうそれやめちゃえばいいわけだし、
mm.
うまくいけばそれでいいし、まあなんかプロのアスリートとかでちょっとやってみてやめるとかいうレベルじゃないけど。
What's a pro YouTuber? Like what really gets you there? It's like understanding the algorithm, right?、
うん、
so the top YouTubers understand the YouTube algorithm、
うん、
the best.
Yeah.
And they know how to have
サムネイルの
like the best thumbnail.
作り方から、
you know, they release,
タイトルの付け方から、
I think there are tools in there that allow you to release a, you knowdo A-B testing. So your video、hmm. actually comes out with different thumbnails.、
Hmm.
And
interesting.
You know, 4 hours after you've released it, you can see like, oh, this thumbnail is doing way better and、hmm. getting recommended way more. And so you collapse it.
のプロだよね。
You collapse it into that one thumbnail. All three.
クリックベイトのプロじゃないといけないし、かつこう映像を編集したりとかテロップ入れたりとかそういうスキルがないといけないし、
You gotta keep people's attention.
いいエクイプメントもないといけないし、
And then the length of your videos, the frequency of your upload.
そう、毎日アップロードしないといけないとかね。
And you have to adapt with the algorithm. So if they change the algorithm, you have to change how you do everything.
Yeah.
That YouTuber Veritasium, You remember Veritasium, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That he released a video explicitly just explaining. He was like, my views are going down and YouTube is not recommending my content as much anymore and this has not been a good thing. So I've decided to take matters into my own hands by playing the game, by responding to what the algorithm is saying. And he says, if you don't respond to the algorithm, then you won't be able to sustain what you're doing. And,、mm. and you need to have quite a lot of、views to make it. I mean, a lot of people need to see your ads, basically.
Yeah.
You need to take advertisements for stuff that you're not doing and show them to a lot of people without even, you don't even know what the ads are,、
mm.
right? This is how it works. You don't even know what you're, you know, what you're propagating.
Right.
But if you don't play that game, you can't make money、
mm.
on YouTube.And YouTube doesn't really want to help you.
Right, right.
Unless you participate in the whole advertising thing.
Yeah. That's what I saw that.
Yeah, so he was very explicit about it. And he said he had a conversation with one of the great minds of YouTube viral methods, a guy named Mr. Beast.And the only thing Mr. Beast does, do you know、
okay.
who Mr. Beast is?、
No.
All he does is thinks of a video that would get a lot of views. And then he makes it. And then him and his friends think or sit around and think of it, another video that will get a lot of views. And, you know, it's like a million of these or a million Tide Pods, you know, were fired out of, you know, into a volcano. And then the thumbnail is, you know, like just,
it doesn't have
to be meaningful. It just has to be like, what the, what? And then you'll click it.
Right.
But he talked to, the Veritasium guy was talking to him, and Mr. Beast saw a thumbnail that Veritasium had for a bunch of these black balls that they use to prevent evaporation on a water reservoir. But it was him in this sea of like black balls, and it looks crazy, right? You see, and it's like, what is that? What am I looking at? Right? That's the response you want from people. And Mr. Beast was like, oh, that's a banger. And then that caused the Veritasium guy to understand, like, this is the game that he hadn't been playing. And then, so in the video, he's like, I'm going to start playing this game. We're going to have some crazy clickable thumbnails and clickable text. So the people in the system who are the most, I would consider the most authentic, and have good intentions will eventually fold to the algorithm. Everybody. It's crazy. If you're in it, I mean, you just, that's what you got to do. Otherwise, nobody sees what you're doing.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah. I don't remember why we started talking about that. But.
Well, I'd be more excited. まあ宇宙飛行士の方が夢ある感じするけど。But I mean, it's real. Something real. But
95% is pretty crazy.
ね、ほとんどじゃん。
Who is that 5%?
逆にね。
Lame. 5%.
逆にね。65% だとまあ。
Only 5% don't want to go to space? That's crazy. I'd like to see a poll like this with Neuralace or something. You know, how many kids think that they're going to have a brain implant? You know,
honestly, the same questions with grown-ups. Like, how much percentage of people actually want to go themselves?
Well, they're all discouraged after humans landed on the moon in 69 and we haven't done anything since. So it's basically impossible for them to get their hopes up.
あとやっぱこう世代によってまあ、シャトルが爆発したりとかしてるのをさ見てるか見てないかっていうのもあると思わない?
That's all I saw was shuttles explode and then news that it was too expensive and needs to be canceled.
だからこう私たちが子供の時ってその実際のまあ映像ショッキングな映像もそうだしその後に映画でこう宇宙に行くこと自体がもうすごくリスクがあって、まあ、死ぬかもしれないとか行ける自体でもうラッキーみたいなでも今の映画ってもう宇宙に行くこと自体は当たり前じゃんでその行った先でいろんなことが起きるかもしれないけど別に行くところでそんななんていうのそこがメインじゃないっていうかさでそういうのを見て育ってるとまあ、自分も行きたいなって思うのは自然かなっていう気もするよね
The trend wasNot good because there was the space shuttle, which was too dangerous and too expensive. And then that got canceled and the U.S. failed to develop a replacement. And even when the space shuttle was working, the space shuttle can't go to the moon. The only thing the space shuttle can do is put up some stupid satellite for Comcast. I mean, it did other stuff too.You know, the Hubble and a bunch of good astronomy, but the space shuttle was not something that was forwarding human exploration beyond Earth, you know? And then when that was canceled, now it's like there's nothing. So I think older generations were kind of discouraged by the trend there.
今さ、ちょっと戻っちゃうけど、この YouTube とか広告とか、こうでソーシャルメディアで、まあ、若者のディプレッションが加速していますとか、まあ、論文がいっぱい出てたりとか
I think it's confirmed now.
このイシューをもうあと5年ぐらいで solve してほしい。
Before my
kid turns like 5 to 10, you know, this YouTube algorithm ads problem.
And Elsa has sex with the Hulk,
Spider-Man,
or
yeah, that kind of stuff. And it's not just that, but like YouTubers are not, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of creative people doing what they want to do, but at the same time, just like you said, you know, they have to actually be aligned with this whole, you know, monetizing thing and clickbaity thing. And
you can't say anything you want on YouTube.
And that's not really, you know, ideal. So
it's just YouTube is one company. That's like, I want to grow up and like be a tweeter. It's absurd.
Like, yeah, but then like in reality, I hear a lot of parents say that their kids just watch YouTube all day, every day. And that's not something you can control because that's what all the kids do now.
One beautiful thing about YouTube is YouTube may allow you to monetize something else that you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most people that are successful on YouTube are posting videos of something that they're doing, that they're involved in, that, you know, they could be a music producer or they could be a gamer so it's like, what are you going to upload a video of? You still need to, like, astronauts would be great YouTubers.
They
have stuff to take videos.
その何かこう自分がもうスキルがあってみんなに見せるものがあって好きなものがあってそれをたまたま、まあ、いろんなところでプラットフォームで見せている中の一つが YouTube で、まあ、それある意味もうその自動的にじゃあ自分も YouTuber ってことなのかなみたいなのだったらいいんだけど、やっぱこうなりたい職業なんですか YouTuber ですって言ってる時点でやっぱり先にそれが来てるじゃんってなるとちょっとこう、
There is a role, a strong role for people who mediate and process information and talk about news, for example. Mm. So there are, what's his name? There are YouTubers that I follow that are specialists in a certain topic.
Mm.
Even though they may not have a professional academic degree in that subject, they're very good communicators. Like the Tim Dodd guy from Everyday Astronaut, he's a very good, he knows how to explain and communicate a lot of things, news and other things about, you know, the implications of the news, which is essentially commentary, can be very insightful from certain people. And to the extent that people specialize in certain subjects, I think they can be very sharp and make really useful content. So there's a lot on YouTube just in terms of moving information around.
Mm.
That is totally a valid role. Where, you don't have to be like building something. But then it's, you know, the question is, what is that information?
Yeah. Well,
why do people want it? I asked some people about the toe grabbing thing for like calf cramps.
Oh.
And people, not everyone knows that.
Really?
Yeah. And some people on Twitter said they don't know that either.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was like 常識.
Yeah. But apparently the exhaling into a paper bag is like an old, what do you call it?
Grandma's knowledge.
What is it called? Folklore or something?
Huh. Interesting. Yeah,
but people in Japan seem to not know that one.
Mm.
But people in America seem to know about the exhaling into a paper bag thing.
そうなんだ。
But there is no scientific basis for it. People had ideas for what.
Interesting. Well, もじおこしのテキストは Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp ではストアでグッズも売っています。発言の自由を確保するためにあえてスポンサーをつけておりませんのでぜひ気に入ったら買っていただけると助かります。終わり？
Yep.
終わり。バイ。
バイ。